Hi, my name is Carrie Fader, and I live in the Village of Athens. There are many specific reasons I can find to object to West Partners' proposal for Athens. Today, I will limit my objections to a more general concept. The cumulative consequences such a proposal contributes to the overall, degradation of an area that is so important to New York State and indeed to our national heritage. It is with sadness that I stand before you to object to yet one more industrial project that demonstrates little or no respect for the environment or the people around it. Certainly the installation of the overhead electrical lines, Athens Generating Plant, and the Iroquois Pipeline makes Athens an obvious place for high voltage underground lines. But how many projects such as these can this area sustain before we've lost something far more long-lasting and valuable than that which is offered by any of these projects of fleeting and often questionable benefits? In the 1977 final environmental statement by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission for the proposed and unbuilt Greene County Nuclear Power Plant, Dr. Barbara Novak, a renowned art historian, a chair and professor emerita of art history at Barnard College and Columbia University, was quoted describing this area. The cement in Athens area is the heart of the American 19th century culture. If anyone were to ask me to pinpoint on the entire continent of the United States one area of the landscape that the nation as a whole and the federal government specifically should designate as a national landmark, as a step towards the preservation of our American past and culture, I would choose this area. The Enlightenment idea of progress and growth are inextricably intertwined with the idea of America. But an important part of progress is learning from past mistakes. Section 106 of the National Historic Preservation Act was written, and I quote from the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, "After hundreds of federal projects such as highways, dams, and urban renewal were completed with little regard for historic resources valued by the communities in which they were located. As a result, these federal projects destroyed or damaged thousands of historic properties, much to the dismay of local citizens. That was in the 1950s and 1960s. It is now 2014. Are we going to continually repeat the same types of mistakes we made 60 years ago and since?" The Village of Athens incorporates two distinct historic districts. Altogether, there are over 1,500 sites either listed or eligible to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places within a 5-mile radius. Additionally, the village is located directly on the banks of the Hudson, an American Heritage River, and within a designated scenic area of statewide significance. It is our duty and our responsibility to ensure that these designations have some meaning and are not merely honorific. Today we wake up to essentially the same views painters Thomas Cole and Frederick Church painted over 160 years ago. As a trustee of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site, and I'm speaking here on my own, not on their behalf, I have seen firsthand the impact this past and our present environment has on the world around us. Tourists, history and art lovers, environmentalists, and the merely curious from all over the globe come here to see and learn from what we all too often take for granted. On a purely economic level, this attraction has enormous and long-term benefits to our area and to New York State as a whole. The people who come to visit have respect for what we have here. It's time that New York State and the Public Service Commission did too. The Village of Athens has its own particular struggles. Sometimes it's hard to keep a larger picture in mind. But when we are going to even get a fighting chance, When are we even going to get a fighting chance to grow and prosper as a community, as well as to honor our important place in the history of our country, when we are constantly bombarded by inappropriate and impactful industrial projects that cumulatively have the ability to eradicate the very values and assets that are so important to us all? This is just one more project. How many more will there be? Even so, enough so there is nothing left to protect. I hope that the Public Service Commission will recognize the cumulative negative impacts a proposal such as West Point Partners will have on this historic community and sensitive historic area and deny a permit.